There is a pearl of beauty bright. To thee in love these lines I write, hoping thou art alive and well, as I am now, as I am now, fair Isabel. On board the brave Britannia bold, I have the fortune to behold the sweet, delightful banks of Spain, while in the straits, while in the straits, we do remain. The Spanish lords of high renown and gentry come swarming down to see the British royal fleet with swelling sails and streamer sweet. While we appeared in all our pride, the seas was ne'er so beautified, with able men of war before, along the straits, and Spanish shore. We have no storms nor weather foul to make the roaring billows roll, but pleasant breathing gentle gales enough to fill our swelling sails. Along the coast of Barbary, the Algerines they flock to see our warlike fleet of royal fame, and stood amazed to see the same. The longer they the fleet beheld, the more they were with wonder filled, as knowing we were Britons bold, and that the French false tales had told. For Turville made the Turk believe that he no damage could receive, for of a truth he did declare that masters of the seas they were. This will for truth no longer go, for Turville fears great Russell so, that for too long he steered away, he hadn't forgot the month of May. With Russell he is loath to deal, for fear a second warlike peal should shake their whole foundation so, that it might prove their overthrow. Once more, my dear and tender dove, fair Isabel, my loyal love, except of these few lines I send, who will remain your faithful friend? Though we are separated now, I'll not forget that solemn vow made when I left my native land to go on board under command. Then, dearest, do not grieve nor mourn. With patience wait my safe return, and then we'll both united be in lasting bonds of loyalty. The figure of a heart I send, and round the same these lines are penned. The chain of love has linked it fast, so long as life and breath shall last.